Defense Secretary Leon Panetta reacted on Meet the Press to some members of Congress who apparently want to allow sequestration to occur, meaning deep and across-the-board spending cuts.
Let me tell you, if sequester happens, it is going to badly damage the readiness of the United States of America.
And we're learning specifically about what the effect will be on the operations of the Navy.
Joining us live, John Solomon of the Washington Guardian. And John, you've been looking at the details of what these cuts would mean. A lot of it would mean cuts to current military operations as well as possible furloughs for workers.
Yeah, it's pretty stark. There's a memo floating around town from Admiral John Greenard, who's the Chief of Naval Operations, and here's what he is proposing happen if sequestration occurs. 55% reduction of flights in the Middle East, the end of ships around, calling all ships around South America and getting them back into port, the end of the Blue Angels from all of our flight shows. We all go see those every year. They would be grounded for the rest of the year, and 22-day furloughs for all civilian Navy workers. So a pretty stark plan, but that's what it would cost. It would be $4 billion in cuts if sequestration occurred, and the Navy's made a plan to deal with it.
It's really shocking to hear the specific effects of all this. Is there any real reliable gauge of how this would affect readiness?
Well, the only thing we have is talking to the Pentagon itself, and we did a series of interviews, and the words they were using are things like diminish our readiness, a hollow fighting force. I mean, a lot of scary terms, and I think what they're concerned about is, you know, all of this kicking in 1 year, you have to withdraw. You know, if this was phased in over several years, you could start to reshape the Navy in a way, but all happening in 1 year, kicking in March 1st, actually in the middle of a budget year, there's very little they can do except cut deep and wide, and I think there's a great concern that we won't be able to live up to our mission.
Right, and it's not just readiness, it's the current conflicts that we're engaged in one way or another, whether it be actively or in a support function.
Yeah, just think about everything we ask people to do in the Middle East every day. We have all this conflict going on. We have embassy attacks, right? And so we're flying over the Middle East regularly. If you reduce your patrols by 55% in a year, you've lost some intelligence, you've lost some capability, and I think that's the sort of thing that Congress is going to have to start to grapple with as they decide whether to go over and do this sequestration or not.
Are you aware of any thoughts among military leaders to try and put pressure on Congress?
Well, I think the release of these memos and the appearance yesterday by Secretary Panetta on his way out the door was designed to pressure Congress. Listen, if you want to see what sequestration looks like, here it is. And they're hoping that these details will sink in, and people who are concerned about national security, the people who are talking about going to sequestration are mostly Republicans who tend to be more pro-Pentagon. And I think by putting these memos out there and giving operational details, they're hoping to pressure them. Now, whether it works or not, we're going to have to wait and see.
Is it a tactic to pressure them, and could the real cuts actually be something that would affect our readiness and our ability to operate maybe a little bit less than these?
I think the release of the details are designed to be a pressure mechanism, but these are actually the plans. This is what's going to kick in on March 1st, and it's actions are already being taken behind the scenes at the Pentagon to put these things into place. And when we interviewed people, they said, listen, once this thing starts, it's going to be hard to roll it back. It may take us 6 months to roll back things if we get started. And so behind the scenes at the Pentagon, plans for furloughs and reduction of flights are already occurring.
It is surprising to hear the specifics. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too, John Solomon from the Washington Guardian.